Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Cooking really matters, especially when you're cooking for kids. At least that's what they think at Arkansas Children's Hospital. Don't go away, you're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Tweed, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. The Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance and the Arkansas Children's Hospital Community Outreach teamed up, and they're offering Cooking Matters cooking classes to people in Central Arkansas who really need help with cooking and planning a meal and looking at meal budgets, you know, how you do all that, how you put all that together for a family. Now, the target audience is the population who's considered food insecure. And really what Arkansas Children's Hospital Outreach is doing is they're looking at anyone who's really interested in good nutrition and healthy eating. And really that's the target. People that want to learn a little bit more about how to plan a meal that's healthy. So I was very fortunate to interview Scott Allen, who's the Director of Community Outreach at Arkansas Children's Hospital, along with Darla Henry, an outreach specialist who really focuses on the Cooking Matters courses. So here we go to Arkansas Children's Hospital. On the campus of Arkansas Children's Hospital, which is smack dab in the middle of Little Rock, Arkansas, on the side of the campus there is an outreach building. And what I think a lot of people don't know about Arkansas Children's Hospital is that not only are you smack dab in the center of Little Rock, Arkansas, but you're all over the state. And I'm here with Darla Henry and Scott Allen, who's the director of the outreach at Children's Hospital. And we're talking about a specific program that is really, I think, is a fabulous program called Cooking Matters. And so, Scott and Darla, how did Cooking Matters kind of come to be?
Well, in outreach, our goal is to educate children and families outside the walls of the hospital to try to really prevent the injuries and illnesses that often bring kids here. One of those things is obviously nutrition, and that's an area we've been focusing on for quite some time with a number of programs. But about a year ago, we were approached by the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance about the possibility of partnering with them on this curriculum called Cooking Matters. It's a national curriculum done across the United States and a few places here in Arkansas, but we're one of the first to offer that here locally. So Children's Hospital partnered then with the Hunger Relief Alliance to offer this Cooking Matters curriculum. There's two parts to it. One is a tour of the grocery store where we would take folks through the aisles and talk about how to shop with health in mind and also with budget in mind. And then the second part of that is the Cooking Matters actual six-part cooking class where we can teach adults how to cook with those same parameters, you know, the idea of stretching that budget dollar and cooking with health in mind. So we have an upcoming class in February. It'll be six sessions throughout February and Saturdays and Wednesdays. And we'll be encouraging folks to sign up for that. And what they'll learn is from our staff is how to, A, plan a meal, because we've found that many people don't plan really a week's worth of meals. They're planning day to day and meal to meal. So part of stretching that budget dollar is to plan your meals out, you know, kind of have an idea of how it's going to go. That's going to be based, of course, on how many people you have in your family. If you're cooking for one or two or six, that makes a difference, obviously, in how you're going to plan your meals. But we want to stretch that dollar for them and help them, obviously, also to cook with health in mind. We know that childhood obesity and adult obesity are certainly prevalent, not only in Arkansas, but throughout the United States, leading to a number of other secondary illnesses and things that might cause them to be at the hospital. So if we can start at whatever age they're at, obviously the younger the better with the kids, but with adults as well, to start the idea of making healthy choices and having healthy habits, and this Cooking Matters class is one way to do that.
Yeah, and I what I've learned over the years is so many people learn to cook from their mom or the person in their house who cooks, and what we're faced with so much of the time now is that people don't cook anymore. So how are you going to learn that? You know, if you're always picking up McDonald's or you're always, people in the family that are all working and you don't have someone that's cooking every meal that you eat, then you've got a lot of takeout. You've got a lot of things that lend themselves to things like childhood obesity and poor eating habits. Yeah.
Well, certainly a lot of prepackaged meals, and meals may be too strong of a word, a lot of prepackaged foods that kids are having. I know with my kids, and I think it's true with all, when you come home from school, 3:30, 4 o'clock, they immediately hit the cabinets, hit the refrigerator, what can we find to eat? And a lot of times that's not very healthy choices. So not just mealtime. We talk about, snack times and other times to have foods throughout the day available. Yes, it's easier. It's more convenient to have those prepackaged foods. But as a general rule, they're not going to be as healthy as having more fresh food. So, yeah, we also talk about things like maybe pre-preparing some snack mixes or having some yogurts or some fruit and cheeses available, things of that nature.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And, the other thing that was really prevalent when I was in school, I don't know, Darla, if that was true with you, is that we had home ec. We had home ec classes, and I don't think they have a lot of home economics classes anymore.
Well, now it's called Family and Consumer Science.
See, that's how old I am.
Yes. Well, some schools still offer that. I think it's more of an elective. I don't think you're required to take it. So, but when I ask the students, I also visit middle school students and talk about fitness and nutrition. A lot of them are very interested in learning how to cook.
Yeah.
I think, with the Food Network and the things on television, they see kids cooking and they want to learn how to.
Yeah. And I think that the kind of the some of the problems that with those shows are they're not cooking normal things. They're, they're big chefs and they're, cooking filet mignon and they're cooking, seafood and things that they may not have access to. And I think that the cooking matters from what I know right now is that it really is healthy. Everyday meals, what we consider a square meal with a protein and a carbohydrate and, dairy and healthy fats and those kinds of things.
Right. Yeah. We, one of the things I think that inhibits cooking is seeing recipes with so many ingredients.
Right.
And I think, well, I've got to buy 30 things to make this one dish and I don't even know if I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to kind of keep the ingredients down. And one of our focuses, too, is on budgeting. So we want to make sure the meals are not too expensive and to show people you can actually save money if you will cook and make healthier meals at home.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Having been a very poor student at one time in my life and a very poor actor at one time in my life, that it was always really a challenge. And I told my daughter this, that the most creative I ever was in my life was when I was really poor. And I had to stretch that, weekly dollar and that weekly meal budget. And so I became very creative in my cooking at that time in my life. And I really appreciate that to a certain extent, I think there is some creativity in how can I make this chicken last all week? What else can I do?
Well, one of the things that we discovered in our last Cooking Matters class was that we introduced some recipes that had ingredients that folks had not tried before, which is great to introduce new things. They don't always like them. But in this case, the one I'm thinking of, we had a couple of recipes that had black beans in them, which there are a lot of great things to talk about, black beans, protein, and so forth. And a couple of people came back, after that next class and said, we went home and tried it, and we really just discovered we like black beans quite a bit.
Right.
And we also had a recipe, we had several recipes actually that were meatless, and so we talked about, you don't have to have a meat to make it a meal, and that's a very American thing to have, a large meat something to,
yeah, meat and potatoes,
to really call it a meal. But, we called it Meatless Mondays, and we had introduced several recipes that might have them just thinking a little bit different way than what we, as you said, as we kind of grew up with whatever our parents presented to us,
right.
And that's what you know.
Yeah.
But if we can introduce some new ideas, new recipes, new ingredients, and some they'll try and like and some they'll try and won't, but just to kind of think outside that norm and that box to try some new things.
Well, and I think Scott, what you hit on that really resonated with me was trying new things. I met so many people that eat the same thing over and over and over and over. Every night their kid has fish sticks, and you're thinking, really? So I think it's important that as our taste buds change and as, as we grow up and things change, you do, you say, I used to like this, but I don't like this anymore. Or I never, ever liked Brussels sprouts, but I tried them the other night and I like them now. So those are the kinds of things that I think that people can experiment with.
Yeah, and I think that's absolutely true that your taste buds do change. You may know more about this than I do, I'm sure, Mary, but I've read that a lot, and I think it's certainly been true with me. There are many things that I didn't think I used to like, and now I do, and I can't explain it any other way. My taste buds must have changed, but certainly as a kid, I think a lot of kids are you know, more apt to turn away a food than they are to try a food. It just depends on how adventurous you are. But my experience has been most kids, you know, don't want to stretch their imagination too far with that. Mm-hmm. So I know when I was a kid, like, I didn't like tomatoes. Gosh, I love tomatoes. Now we live in Arkansas, which produces so many great tomatoes we can get right here locally. And I think back and I think, what was I thinking? Well, I didn't like tomatoes, you know.
Was that crazy? What was I missing, right?
Right, and so I know all the pediatricians here in the clinics will just say, you know, keep introducing those foods to your kids. It may take 3, 4, 5, 7 times before they actually try it and like it, but just keep introducing those foods.
And you know what we found is that if they make it themselves, they like it.
That's an excellent point. And I think Darla could address that with her visits with the schools and how the kids like to participate.
Right, yeah, and another thing with children is they are more sensitive to bitter taste than adults, and so vegetables are going to be more bitter to a child than it will taste to us. So if you introduce a vegetable that is very bitter, that has a very sulfuric taste, for instance, like cabbage, they might like it better raw because going to be more bitter when it's cooked. But different lettuce, like iceberg, is a very sweet lettuce. It's not all that nutritious, but it's a good one to start with to get your kids to eat salads. So a lot of that will go over in the tour. Squash is a very sweet vegetable, and it takes on the flavors of what you cook it with. So that's one that you can introduce. You can also introduce vegetables that will complement what you're making. So you can put, like, Italian vegetables in with your spaghetti sauce, so the kids will get some vegetables there.
Yeah.
So there's ways of disguising it. And then introducing the sweeter vegetables that might be more appealing to them.
Right.
And they might not try otherwise because they may think, I just don't like any vegetables.
Right, right. I think you're right on with that. You know, what I found is that it has been a process of introducing vegetables, even to my own child, that, you know, that one season they like them and one season they don't, or vice versa. So I do think it's important to keep reintroducing them.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they say about 10 times. And you could try different ways. Like when I grew up, my mother always made spinach with vinegar, and I thought it was just terrible. But now I like spinach, and it turns out I didn't like the vinegar. So,
yeah.
You know, but I didn't know that.
Which is not sweet at all.
Right.
Yeah. Very bitter. So, yeah, so I'm here with Scott Allen and Darla Henry, and we're talking about Cooking Matters, which is an outreach cooking class sponsored in part by Arkansas Children's Hospital. It's also sponsored by the Hunger Relief Alliance. And for my listeners, that is an organization that Kathy Webb, who used to be at Lily's Dim Sum, has really taken on and really sponsored. And I know Kathy is really involved with that, and exciting. I mean, it's exciting that Arkansas Children's Hospital really became a part of that as well.
So. Yeah, and there are certainly other organizations around the state that the Hunger Relief Alliance is working with that are offering store tours and the Cooking Matters classes, and they're doing a good job. But it just seemed like a natural fit for us here at Arkansas Children's Hospital. We have the resources, the skill set, the professionalism, the curriculum, the time to really do it well. And I'm very excited to be involved in this process. And I think Kathy and the folks at the Hunger Relief Alliance are very excited to have us involved as well. We think we're maybe the first children's hospital in the country to partner with a Hunger Relief Alliance and with the National Share Our Strength Foundation to offer this. So wasn't really intended to be that way, but I think we're kind of setting some trends with this as well as far as having the children's hospital involved. One of the things that we learned with our community needs assessment last year was that food insecurity is one of the things that certainly impacts lots of Arkansans and lots of kids and families, of course. So as we think about, you know, the whole child and the whole family, not just an acute illness when they come here, but if we take a step back and talk about prevention and health and, again, that lifetime of making good choices, food insecurity and having access to good, healthy foods is important. So in some cases, that's just accessibility. It's not available. In some cases, it's obviously tied to budget and abilities to purchase those foods. Yeah. So we thought this really fits into our mission as a hospital, is to try to take care of the whole family, not only if and when they come here, but before that time to help make healthier Arkansans.
You know, the other thing that I see happening all over the country, actually, but I see it happening right here in Central Arkansas, is gardens that are happening within schools. So children are not only learning how to cook, but they're learning where does their food come from, which I think is really important. Have you, is that something, and I think that's something that someone on this campus has been involved with.
Yeah, Dr. Judith Weber and the folks over at the Nutrition Center are over the Delta Garden Study and have helped several schools create gardens. I think they're primarily based at middle schools, which is also our target audience for the programs that DARTA offers in the classroom presentations. And I think you're right. It's even though we're still a rural agrarian state, it's astonishing in my experiences how many kids don't know, you know, where foods come from,
right,
and what they look like. You know, you take some foods in the classroom and say, you know, you know what this is? It's like, does that grow on a tree, a bush, under the ground? We don't know. So I think times have just changed in that sense. Then we can't assume that kids know those things. And I think, as Dara alluded to earlier, if they feel involved and engaged and a part of that, if they could help grow it and help harvest it, and well, before that, help nurture it, you know, and then help harvest it and then put it into that meal, I think it does help them to feel engaged and involved and more likely to try those things. So, yes, there are some folks here at the hospital that are very involved in community gardens, and we're still very involved in doing more community gardening. Well, you know, we say we want each meal to have about half the plate be fruits and vegetables. And so, you know, they need to know there's a wide variety of fruits and vegetables. you know, you don't have to be just say, well, I don't like, you know, this, but there's lots of things to choose from.
Right.
And so, yeah, and if you can help at least be aware of and know about how and where they're grown and where they come from. I think there's something, you know, from a standpoint of being able to be patient and watch something grow and nurturing it along, mm-hmm, and realizing that, you know, if you help it, it'll do well, and if you don't, it won't. There's a lot of life lessons you can tie into that. It's a bigger picture, but I'm really kind of intrigued by the whole community garden thing.
Yeah, I am too. So I'm here with Scott Allen, Darla Henry, and we're talking about Cooking Matters, which is a program offered through the Hunger Relief Alliance, and Arkansas Children's Hospital is one of the places that's offering this program, hopefully twice, three times a year, something like that. And they're happening at the Hillary Clinton Children's Library off of Fair Park Boulevard that has a kitchen, which is totally news to me. But what I'm excited about is this February class that I am going to serve as the cook. I'm not going to say chef because I'm not a chef. But me, myself, Mary Tweet from Arkansas Cooks, is going to do this class. And I'm working with Scott and Darla and this whole group so that we can offer this class happening in February.
We're very excited. Thank you, Mary, for participating. We're really looking forward to it. We did our very first class back in November. We had 11 participants sign up. It was at the Children's Library, which is, if you haven't been there, regardless of this class, go check out the new Children's Library. It's super cool. It's not your mother's library. It's a different kind of library.
That's great.
You can actually talk and do some exciting things there. So it's a really neat place. Sarah McClure is the manager there, and we appreciate them hosting us to do this cooking class. But we have one coming up in February. The first date of the class will be February 1st, which is a Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. We're signing folks up now. We'd love for people to call us here in Community Outreach. If I can give that number out, it's 364-5437.
And we'll post that on our website as well.
Fantastic. I'll give you more information about it, but we want to get you signed up for that class. So it's six sessions, so it'll be Saturdays and Wednesdays for throughout the month of February, about 2 hours each session. And so what we'll do in that small group
session. And the Wednesdays are in the evening.
Yes, 5 to 7 p.m. on the Wednesday evenings. And what we'll do in those 2 hours, we'll have a nutrition lesson, which Darla will lead for us to kind of talk about the nutritional part of what we're going to be doing in the kitchen later that day. And then Mary's going to lead us through the recipes. And so we're exciting here today, in fact, planning and talking about the recipes and what we'll have. But again, the idea is to stretch that dollar and to do so in a healthy manner. So the whole intent is to help folks have the tools to know how to take a small amount of money and stretch that to make a healthy meal for themselves or their family, depending on the size of their family.
Right, right. I think it's going to be incredible, and I'm sure I will learn things, because every time I've done cooking classes in the past, I've done them with some Girl Scouts, I've done them with the Rockefeller Center, and there are some really great cooking classes in the community that people have, that, you know, they can just go online and really Google cooking classes. But to me, this is exciting because I think that there is such a mission here to really get this out. And so you had about 11 people at the first one. You're doing 10 or about 8 or 10 at this one?
Really the intent of this whole Cooking Matters curriculum is to kind of target the food insecure population to help them have those tools again to be able to stretch their dollars and eat healthy. But certainly anyone is welcome to attend. We'd love to have anyone that would like to come to learn about this. The great thing about this class that I thought, and Darla can chime in here, was it's definitely, if you're thinking, you know, I'm a little bit intimidated by a cooking class, it's not that at all. It's very informal. We all just kind of gathered around the kitchen island there, the children's library. And as you said, we learned from each other. Everybody had a little input, and, you know, very quickly there was no shyness. We all just kind of put our 2 cents in, and, you know, I do it this way, and I like this, and you might try this, and have you ever thought about adding this to it? And, you know, that, to me, that was the fun part of it, was to know that there's not necessarily a single correct, right way, you're right or wrong about how to cook or buy or shop. But these are some suggestions that we're offering to you, and let's hear your suggestions.
Right.
And I think Darla experiences that with the store tours as well.
Yeah. And so describe one of the tours of the grocery store for me.
Okay. And that is actually part of this class too. So one evening we will go out and do the tour. And one thing we didn't mention is there are incentives. You'll get a nice cookbook. You get a reusable grocery bag. You also get $10 to shop with. You'll get a gift card. And every week they'll get free groceries so they can make the recipe for their family at home.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of incentives. The grocery store tour, it's geared around healthy eating on a budget. So we go down several aisles, not every aisle. We don't go down the junk food aisle.
Steer clear of the candy.
And we'll it's informal also, and we'll go around and look at how to pick fresh produce, what to look for, how to read your ad and know what is the loss leader for that week, because that is usually the protein source that the that store may be taking a loss on to get people in. So kind of knowing how to pick that and find out what's your best investment. We mentioned the meatless Mondays. If you will go meatless or use a low-cost protein like eggs or beans once a week, it can save you $600 a year.
Wow.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't realize how much. That's where most of our grocery budget goes, is towards our protein. So we can save a lot of money by picking our proteins a little better.
Well, and now there's like proteins like quinoa, which a lot of people don't know about. People think of it as a grain, but it's really high in protein.
It is,
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so we go down the different aisles, and you know, if someone has a question about a specific food that maybe I wasn't going to cover, we'll go look at that. So
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We meet on Wednesdays at the Neighborhood Market on Cantrell at 11 o'clock, and Thursdays we're at the Kroger on Markham by the Red Lobster. It's also at 11 o'clock. And then the second Saturday of the month, we meet at either 9 or 11, depending on how many sign up.
Oh, great, great, great. But this class will actually have its own supermarket tour built into it.
It will.
And I think it's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday, and we'll usually meet at the Kroger. They're on Markham, and we'll do the grocery store tour. They'll get $10 to spend. You don't have to spend it that day, just whenever you want to.
Yeah.
And so it's a fun part of the class.
Oh, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking talking with Darla Henry. And Darla, you're not a nutritionist, but the outreach program at Children's Hospital is part of your job.
Yes.
So you've taken this on. I mean, nutrition has become part of your life now. I mean, even though you weren't a nutritionist before this, right?
Right. I'm actually an exercise physiologist, is what my master's degree is in. Before I worked here, I taught weight loss classes. So I have experience with that.
Yeah.
And then I work in the fitness and nutrition for middle school, is what my job is here. And then doing these cooking classes and the grocery store tours. So.
Yeah. I mean, those are all important. They all kind of all roll into one another as far as being healthy and being in shape and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, you know, and I think that that's important for kids to understand. It's not just the diet. It's not just the exercise. You know, it's not just, you know, the amount of sleep you get at night. It's all those things combined that make for a healthy kid eventually.
Yes.
Right.
And that's really what, as I mentioned earlier, our entire outreach program is kind of based on that idea of starting early with making healthy choices. So our elementary program, we talk about very basic but important things: wash your hands, brush your teeth, play safely, get plenty of sleep, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Sounds simple, but it's really important to get the fibroids. So we're talking, you know, K through fourth grade or so is kind of our target audience for that. And then with Darla's program, moving into the middle schools, is can we kind of get past that first part? We've hopefully got them established with making some good choices there. Then in middle school, it's more of the why. You know, this is why we feel like you should exercise every day and make these food choices. And really the consequences. This is what will happen if maybe you don't choose to do that. So for the older kids, they can understand that more and they can be more engaging. And, you know, as Darla said, they have lots of knowledge and lots of questions and lots of thoughts about it. But really, from our outreach perspective and from the hospital's perspective, again, to do that prevention component, we want to start very early, kindergarten even, with those healthy habits discussions and then leading into the fan club and ultimately, hopefully becoming an adult that might come to one of our cooking classes.
Yeah, I love that. You know, you were talking earlier about your children who saw the information that Jamie Oliver had about how chicken nuggets were made, and you said after they saw how chicken nuggets were made, they will not touch one. And I think, you know, it's that awareness of where things come from that makes such a difference that we don't even understand sometimes with our children. We think, oh, just do it because I said so. But, you know, if children knew, children are smarter than we give them credit for. And so for a child to say, I'm not eating a chicken nugget because I saw how those were made, that is a smart kid. I mean, that, you know, to me that's like, well, why aren't we doing that more often so that kids won't eat all that, you know?
Well, we have a little secret here in Outreach. We like to educate the parents through the kids if they're the other way around. So so when we teach the kids through the schools about some of these topics, and then hopefully they're going to go home and have that conversation with their parents. So, you know, maybe instead of coming down the pipeline the other way, we can get the kids to go home and start that conversation, especially with the older kids when they can feel like they can have more of a voice in what their meals are. You know, when you're obviously younger, you whatever's presented to you is what you eat.
Plate, right.
But hopefully when they get older, they can start to say, hey, then let's maybe try this week, or I don't think I want these this week, and, you know, have that conversation with their parents. And that's true with all of our programs, whether it be we're talking about fire safety and we want them to go home and say, hey, let's change the batteries in our smoke alarm, or whatever it may be, or mom, we're not leaving until you put your seatbelt on. So, you know, we like to educate the families and the adults through the kids.
I think that's smart, very smart indeed. So we're talking about the Cooking Matters class that's being offered through the Arkansas Children's Hospital Outreach. I'm here with Scott Allen and Darla Henry, and this starts February 1st. It goes through the 19th of February. It's, you know, it's really a three-week class with 2 days a week you're coming in and we're having a good time cooking. And myself, Mary Tweed, I'm going to be there on those cooking days at the Children's Library off of Fair Park, the Hillary Clinton Children's Library. Very excited about all that. And they can reach the ACH, or the Arkansas Children's Hospital Community Outreach, at 364-5437, 364-5437 to sign up. If you don't get in this class, they'll keep having them, and probably more by demand than anything else, but I hope you fill up a lot of classes.
I hope so as well. You know, again, I just want to reemphasize, obviously the class itself is free. There's no charge to do the class. Plus, you get to have a meal each class time. We're going to prepare a meal together and eat it. We're also going to provide the groceries and the ingredients for you to go home and replicate that meal that week for your family. Plus the $10 gift card on the evening or the Saturday that we go to the store tour. So there's a lot of benefit to this class. And again, we're really targeting kind of the food insecure population that maybe could benefit the most from this. But anybody's welcome to come.
We are back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about Cooking Matters and the upcoming class, which, yes, yours truly is going to be the chef. I'm not a chef. I'm a cook. But I am going to work on this particular Cooking Matters that starts February 1st, and it runs through the month of February for six different dates. You have to commit to all six of them. And you can find out about that class on my website, arkansascooks.com. You can also call them at Arkansas Children's Hospital at 501-364-5437. Now, if you're interested in writing me just a quick email, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to get mail. It's always so interesting. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. I want to thank Scott Allen and Darla Henry for all of the wonderful information they gave us about Cooking Matters. And we're going to have a few more shows about Cooking Matters as the month goes on, because we'll be deep into the middle of it.
Also, thanks to Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food, so only eat good food, healthy food, and eat it with great people, people that you love. It'll taste so much better.